This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I hope you guys had a great last few days. I finally saw Thor. I really, really like all these comic movies, and I kind of especially like Thor this time around because they made it super funny. But I need to warn you guys, and this is my biggest criticism with some of these movies. They're kind of like dirty, like, I don't want to use the word dirty, like dirty words, but, there was a couple dirty words. Yeah, there was a couple dirty words, but that's okay. I don't mind about dirty words, but there's, we're not even supposed to say dirty words anymore. Curse words, I guess, but there was also some adult content. I mean, the term orgy was used in the movie. Now we're talking Thor. Right, we're talking a comic book hero, like Superman, Superman's DC Comics, I get that, there's always somebody going, oh, don't mix Marvel and DC Comics, okay, sorry, but you know what I'm talking about, in terms of these superheroes, right, you got, you know, you had like, Superman and Batman and Spider-Man, and these were people that we grew up with as kids and idolized. And so when the Superman movie came out, well, I remember the Superman movie. We're talking the Christopher Reeve movie. I was a little girl, and I did not understand the bed scene because I was like really, really young. And here's Christopher Reeve, or not Christopher Reeve, here's Superman. I still don't get it. Maybe you guys could explain to me. Superman had to give up his superhero powers to sleep with Lois Lane. Now, when I was a little girl, I didn't understand what sleeping with meant. I guess they wanted to be lying in a bed together, not in pajamas, okay? And I remember I was really confused. I was kind of talking to my mom about that. She's like, nah. No, they just, they want it to be close. And I'm like, okay, well, first of all, the bed looks weird. And then later I assumed, oh, okay, so I guess they had sex. I still don't understand why that had to be a part of a kid's superhero movie, but I guess they don't want the parents getting bored. I don't know. Yeah. But again, if any of you guys can explain to me, why did Superman, in order to be with Lois Lane, have to lose his superhero powers? You would think a superhero could have sex with whoever he wanted to. That really made no sense to me. I don't get it. Plus, I thought it was really, really dumb. You know, I mean, back then, I'm like, look, if you're going to lose your superhero powers, I mean, lose it for, like, one of the Charlie's Angels. I mean, not Lois Lane, for crying out loud. But anyway, what are you going to do? So, anyway, that's what happened in that movie. So, with Thor, they had some terms in there. There's actually something really, really, there's actually a some nudity. And it was actually very well done, kind of funny. But again, funny for me, being in my 20s, okay? Fun for me as an adult woman. I don't know if little kids should watch Thor. That's just my impression. And, you know, going now to what's been happening with headlines, I guess Time Magazine has to name their person of the year. And I guess they're supposed to be a, you know, one of the, I guess there's like a finalist list. And free agent quarterback Colin Kaepernick is now one of the 10 candidates for Time's Person of the Year. And remember, Kaepernick played for San Francisco 49ers in 2016. And he's now on the short list because of his taking a stand against, violence, with police officers. And he started this whole, I'm gonna kneel during the national anthem, which is what many people are doing now. Does that deserve to be Times Person of the Year? Now, I know a lot of people are having a lot of problems with this. Also on the short list is Donald Trump, Special Counsel Robert Mueller, and the, quote, Me Too movement. That's on the short list of recognition. They say each year the magazine strives to identify the person or group of people who most influenced the news during the past year for better or worse. Now, I guess Trump was recognized in 2016. German Chancellor Angela Merkel was the 2015 recipient. So a lot of people going, what the heck is this? Why is Time Magazine honoring, you know, media focal points? You would think they would want to honor, like, the cop that shot the shooter, the Las Vegas Harvest 91 shooter, the one that, you know, put that to rest, stopped that shooting, or the gunman, or not the gunman, the gentleman who stopped the gunman during the Texas church massacre. You would think those people should be honored by such a prestigious magazine. But what the magazine does is, because they want to honor somebody that influenced the news, that's how they're able to make it a little bit more spicy and more political. If somebody doesn't know the name of the guy, and I apologize that I don't even have the name handy, of the gentleman, because he's not getting a lot of recognition. He took out his own gun. He went over to the church and he stopped the guy from shooting and killing more people. To me, that guy is one of the biggest heroes of the year. Put him on a magazine. No one's going to make him famous. No one's going to, because again, it's not politically, accepted yet. You know, for somebody to take their own weapon and stop somebody else from killing a bunch of innocent people in prayer. That apparently isn't spicy enough to make the news. But Time is going to announce its Person of the Year on Wednesday. Should Kaepernick then, based on their definition of making news, you know, my problem with that is, you know, yeah, he made news, all right, but I think he could have originally done so much more for the cause. If he was really worried about families that were affected by violence with, you know, police officers, he could have donated. He could have donated some of the millions of dollars he makes, you know, in our beautiful American country, you know, to the cause, something like that. And later, from what I understand, he did, but not originally. He took a knee. And taking a knee got him on TV, got him famous, and now he's basically, you know, off the field. But he wasn't that good a quarterback anyway. So, but again, it did take a stand. It did take some cojones. So I'm not going to be surprised if he does make Time Magazine of the Year. But, oh my God, there's so many people we need to honor. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Jason, who is working the dials. All right, good. Looks like my computers fell asleep over the weekend. What is going on? We got a lot of work to do here. Okay, so we have an 18-year-old out of California who, confesses to molesting dozens of children. We're talking an 18-year-old boy. He's an 18-year-old in California, has admitted to molesting up to 50 young children after he told his mother he sexually assaulted two boys and then she turned him in. Joyce Hayden Boston was charged Saturday with assaulting two boys aged 4 and 8 at a motel in Riverside. He also admitted to molesting upwards of 50 children since he has been 10 years old in the different cities where he lived. a 10-year-old molesting other kids. Detectives are seeking other potential victims, according to police. Boston, Mr. Boston, was arrested after his mother flagged down a Riverside cop around 3 a.m. Saturday. She said she wanted to turn in her son for suspected molestation. The suspect called his mother and said he had molested two young children earlier. She drove to her son's location and took him to the police station, where he later confessed the acts to officers. Makes you wonder why he decided to tell her. I mean, good for her for turning him in, but makes you wonder why all of a sudden did he want to seek help? Was he scared? What was going on? They said this is going to affect not only the victims for a long time, but also our detectives and officers involved in this to hear someone just be very open about what they've done, and they're only 18 themselves. So he's being held on $1 million bail after being booked on sexual assault charges. Now, the reason why I bring this up is what a lot of people don't realize is when you hear about these sex offenders and these pedophiles, you go, all right, well, it's some old man that's, you know, sick in the head. You need to stop for a second and realize that many of these people, and we don't know if all of them did. We don't know. Nobody studied it. But many of these people start as kids with their acts of pedophilia. So sexual assault, especially when it involves a minor, may not just be somebody turning 62 or 48 or 29 and then deciding to do it. There is a very, very good chance that that sort of behavior was done as a kid. And as a parent or grandparent or educator, you know, you need to be aware of that. You need to be on top of that. And these kids originally don't do it because of sexual gratification. All right? A 10-year-old boy still doesn't have that mindset of, oh, okay, this is something that's going to turn me on. 10-year-old boys are still prepubertal. They may know what sex is, but they aren't doing it for any gratification because these kids aren't really desiring that yet. But what a child, and again, I'm not a psychologist, and there would be a lot of debates between psychologists and psychiatrists on this, but the behavior may be occurring because the child knows that it's something that's bad. Touching another kid's wee-wee, all right, as a kid, as a little kid, is a no-no. And some of these kids like doing no-nos. Okay? Now, for most of us, we've had kids where their no-no would be, all right, well, lighting a match, you know, when they weren't supposed to, or eating the extra cookies, or, you know, punching your brother, those kinds of things. Okay? You know, kids do no-nos. But the type of child that will fixate on the no-nos that have to do with, all right, well, I'm going to show you mine if you show me yours, but then continues that behavior, that's a whole different psychological illness. Then, once the hormones come into play, and then the puberty, and then the desire, then that all gets mixed in with it. But parents are always freaked out about when kids want to show, you know, each, you know, I'll show you yours, you show me mine, spin the bottle. This isn't new. Okay, spin the bottle. I never played spin the bottle as a kid because by the time I heard about it, I was scared out of my mind. I'm like, so I'm supposed to show my what to a boy? Oh, hell no. You know, I don't know what it was, but as a little girl, I just knew. I came from a family where you never saw anybody naked. You know, nobody was undressed. You know, I mean, maybe once in a while my mom was in her bra, but never, never did. If my mom was taking a shower and my dad was taking a shower, mind you, we would only have one bathroom at most. You know, you stay away. You know, one time I walked in on my, like if my dad ever was peeing, he only saw the backside with his pants on. You never really saw, and you just didn't. Okay, there was no nudity in the house. Okay, and the idea of somebody seeing you naked was the scariest thing to me. And still, to this day, I don't want my husband to see me naked. I really don't. And you want to know what? He doesn't either. So the marriage works. You want to go to the doctor? I'm like, really? Can I please wear my raincoat? Dahlia, we live in Vegas. There's no rain. Yeah, but the raincoat will cover up a lot. And then you just open up the coat to do whatever you need. And then let me cover up the coat, please. You know, I have patients. Patients will be wearing jackets during their pap smears. I'm like, okay, but I still got to do a breast exam. I got to look at the heart and lungs. So I'll work around the jacket. But they want, and it's not that they were cold. They're like, I just got to feel like I'm dressed. And maybe that's a mental illness. By the way, guys, one thing I didn't realize that I have an addiction to. I thought I was addicted to chocolate. I think I have one worse than that. I think I'm addicted to glitter. I always have to have glitter. I just love glitter. I think glitter is cool. I have to have it either in my makeup or on my nails. And I think I'm turning into Phyllis Diller, which is fine. I was always a fan of Phyllis Diller. But, man, I got to figure out how to wean off glitter. I put on my Facebook this eyeshadow palette that I found. All glitter. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't know what to do with myself. I really don't. So I have that issue. But anyway, going back to this 18-year-old boy who has already confessed to molesting over 50 kids, and he's only age 18, you need to, as a parent, and good for this mom, who at 3 in the morning decided to, you know, turn him in, you have to be on top of that, and you need to get these kids help, okay? You know, it's a behavior that they can't control. And once hormones come into play, it can get worse and worse and worse and worse. Not to mention all the victims that they can unfortunately include. The most common victims of a child predator are their siblings, cousins, whoever they're babysitting. You know, we seem to go for the teenager, right? Our kid's son or daughter to babysit. Because we're afraid to have an adult. We think the adult would abduct the kid, the adult could assault the kid, so we're more inclined to want a teenager sometimes, you know, to keep an eye on our kids because we know them. And we're like, okay, well, they're kind of a kid themselves, and as long as they know CPR and they, you know, can call me and their parents are close by. Unfortunately, a lot of times when molestation occurs, the behavior starts with that age group. So I really urge everyone to, you know, be very, very aware. This mom must be beside herself. Good for her. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The FDA has approved a once-a-month injectable formulation of buprenorphine. Right, or Sublocade. And this is for mild to severe opioid use disorder patients who have been using, I guess, the under-the-tongue formulation for at least a week. And this product could be awesome to help get people off narcotics. Now, they say the product can only be dispensed by healthcare professionals under a risk evaluation and mitigation strategy, REMS. Comes with a boxed warning because of the risk of IV administration, like occlusion, tissue damage, embolus, and, you know, these drug safety things now. You get so scared when you read it. You're like, why are we even using the drug? But they have to publish it. But they say those who got this drug had more weeks without positive urine screens or self-reported opioid use and had a higher proportion that no evidence of illicit opioid use was done through the treatment period. Hence, this could be something, this once-a-month shot, helping people get off narcotics. All right? We'll talk to you more about it as we get more information, but it's a good start. The FDA has approved it. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Any place. anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get VirtualShield.com,
the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a common male genital condition has been linked to heart disease and diabetes. You guys are not going to like this one. Okay, how many of you have ever had a varicocele? Okay, we're talking to the guys now, the guys. Varicoceles are enlarged veins in the scrotum, and it's common. I think about 15% of men have them, and they've now been linked to diabetes, hyperlipidemia, or fats in the blood, and heart disease. Stanford University School of Medicine researchers found this condition to increase your risk of having a metabolic disease or vascular disease. Getting the credit is Dr. Michael Eisenberg and his chief resident, Dr. Nancy Wing, and other urological colleagues. What they did is they reviewed the medical insurance records of 4,400 men with varicoceles compared to thousands who didn't, and found those with symptomatic varicoceles were at higher risk of having higher fat in the blood in addition to diabetes. Now remember, diabetes and fats in the blood can cause heart disease. If these varicoceles do not hurt or bother the patient, we did not seem to see increased risk. So basically, a varicocele occurs kind of like a varicose vein. Your veins have these little valves. And even though the force of the blood being pumped through the arterial system pushes the blood back up the venous system, right? Arteries take blood from the heart to the tissue. Veins bring blood from the tissue back to the heart because the veins have to all coalesce into the inferior vena cava, dump it into the right atrium of the heart. From the right atrium, it goes to the right ventricle of the heart. That right ventricle pumps the venous blood that has lost oxygen into the lungs. The lungs then, you know, reoxygenate. Then the blood comes back down the left atrium into the left ventricle, and then the left ventricle, the strongest part of the heart, pumps the blood throughout the body back into the tissues. Then the tissues from there goes to the veins. Fascinating system. Anybody into plumbing probably thinks the most amazing system is our circulatory system. It really, really is. But these veins need to have little baby valves. And when a vein undergoes too much pressure, like we see with varicose veins, like standing all the time, you end up having an insufficiency of that vein. And so the vein starts to collapse. And even though it still acts as a conduit, blood may pool a little bit. Okay? The superficial ones, we don't really panic too much about blood clots. Deep, deep veins, yes, then we really, really panic because they can make big blood clots. But anyway. So what happens is the vein in the scrotum dilates, and by the way, it's usually more on the left. We rarely see it on the right. And usually they don't hurt. The only reason why we find it is a man may come in having fertility issues, so we do a scrotal ultrasound, and then we see the varicoceles. Very rarely a man will feel pain, usually with standing or exerted effort, but then when they lie down, it doesn't bother them as much. And again, it's because if the veins are starting to collapse, now you have this extra pressure of blood in the area. And so varicoceles have been linked to infertility. They've been linked to testicular shrinkage because what happens is now that you have a dilated vein, you have warm blood, right, warming up the testicle. And remember, the testicles are not supposed to be hugged up against the body. They're supposed to lay low and operate at a cooler temperature. Well, if 98.6 degree blood, now it's getting more of that enveloping, you know, around the testes, it's going to warm up. So a heating up of the testicles decreases testosterone production, decreases sperm production, hence causing infertility. And if the testes isn't producing, you know, enough testosterone, it eventually shrinks. So what does that mean for you or I? For me, nothing, because I don't have a varicocele. But for men, you're losing your testosterone. See, this is the key to this. And I wrote an article, but I think I need to add this last line to it. Okay? Men having testosterone issues doesn't necessarily mean they're going through male menopause. It may be a sign of you having underlying health issues. For example, my father's testosterone started to drop a few years before he ended up dying of a heart attack. Did he have a varicocele? I don't know. But testosterone dropping may be a sign of poor health. And so you need to be on top of that. And maybe, you know, these study authors, you know, suggested, well, look, okay, risk factors for cardiac disease can be pretty silent sometimes. Or sometimes you have no idea you're working up a heart attack. So if that's the case, maybe what we need to do is be a little bit more preemptive finding these. sort of risk factors. And so, you know, maybe if somebody does get a scrotal ultrasound and we see that they have a varicocele, we'd be a little bit more aggressive when it comes to their heart disease. Now, I know as a guy, you must be sitting there going, okay, you know what? This is ridiculous. I could go crazy trying to worry about what's going to hurt my heart. But then this is what you should do, and this is what we all should do. Let's just assume we're at risk for heart disease. I don't think it'll really, really hurt. I know Obamacare wouldn't like it because it may, you know, cost extra money to the healthcare system. But just assume that you are at risk for heart disease until proven otherwise. So get your cholesterol checked. Get your blood sugar checked. Get an EKG. Keep your weight down. Don't smoke. Eat a healthy diet. Watch your blood pressure. Getting your blood pressure checked, your cholesterol checked, or your sugar checked is what I would do whether you had a varicocele or not. I know men are like, I don't get it. You know, why an esoteric body part has something to do with the heart? Seems like everything has to do with the solar plexus down there. No, what it means is everything is connected. Everything's related. Everything's connected. And you will have signs of systemic disease systemically. You know, you having arteriosclerosis in an artery of the heart, true. Maybe that one little baby artery is the one that gets clogged that may unfortunately cause someone's demise. But it's a process that would probably pervade the whole body and show other sorts of symptoms. Just like somebody having cancer, if somebody has localized cancer, that's pretty bad and devastating for the organ or that localized area. We could sometimes cut it out and treat it and do radiation therapy and wonderful, and we could cure you. But the fact that you have a cancerous process going on in your body, the rest of your body may not like that much. Or there may be some other sequelae, some other effects. So, we like to think that, well, if it's genitalia, it's genitalia. Let's just have our urologist or gynecologist deal with that. And I'm just going to go to the doctor for non-genital stuff. All right? It all includes the genitals. It all includes the heart. It all includes it's all related. You know, people say, okay, I'm going to go to the doctor, but I do not want to be naked. Right, I get that. I don't like being naked either. Okay? But, you know, what if you have a melanoma somewhere? You know, what if you have HPV? You know, you may have HPV, which could cause your husband's throat cancer. You could be killing your husband because you have HPV in your vagina, and he could get it in his throat. You know, this is why we really have to just get out of our head that body parts are separate entities. They're all related and intermixed and exposed to each other. And, you know, we're a human body. We're a circuit. You know, everything's connected. You know, some women go, you know, I haven't had to shave my legs for a while. I go, really? And some men have the smoothest of smooth legs. I have more hair on my legs than a lot of you men out there. If that's the case, that's bad. Why don't you have hair on your legs? Well, I don't know, I got older, I guess I don't need the hair. No, that could be a sign of peripheral vascular disease. That could be a sign that you don't have good circulation, so you're not making hair down there. So if you don't have hair on the bottom of your legs, right, that could be a sign that you may be at risk for heart disease. And who would have thunk? Really hairy legs and heart disease or not hairy legs? Yes, it's all related. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, we'll be right back.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Woo, did you hear that? Boy, Jason turned that music down fast. He was like, oh, no way. She's going to start to sing. Where's my Christmas music? I want to be singing Christmas music. I want to sing that song. All right. Anyway, couple topics in the news. You guys heard about this last week? A man claims he went down a raging rapids ride And he came out with an eye-eating parasite. This happened in Pennsylvania. He was at an amusement park. He was at an amusement park water ride, and now he's suing the park for negligence. Robert Trosso claims he contracted the parasite Microsporidia in his left eye from being splashed during a ride at Pittsburgh's Kennywood Amusement Park early July. In a complaint filed in Allegheny County, I apologize if I'm mispronouncing it, civil court on Tuesday, Trostel said his eye became itchy, red, painful, and sensitive to light in the days following a July 2nd ride on the Raging Rapids. I guess it kind of simulates whitewater rafting. Boy, that sounds fun. I love those water rides. You get all soaked and just very, very cool. But anyway. So he was given antibiotics after being diagnosed with acute conjunctivitis, pink eye. But pink eye, many pink eyes are viral, and there's bacterial conjunctivitis. Antibiotics aren't going to help a parasite. So his symptoms continue to worsen, according to the lawsuit. So he underwent a painful surgery where the parasite had to be scraped out of the eye with a surgical scalpel. After being diagnosed with Microsporidia keratitis, July 14th. So he went 12 days with this. The parasite was, quote, unable to be removed during surgery. And he continues, so I don't know if it's still, he had to have been on also some anti-parasitic medication, but he continues to suffer from blurry vision, redness, itchiness, dryness, inflammation, and pain. Now, the park does not have a comment during active litigation. They did say, however, the spokesman said safety is the top priority of Kennywood in everything we do, and that certainly extends to maintenance of the rides and water used in the rides. Now, the lawsuit claims that the rides' water, the Raging Rapids rides' water, was dirty, stagnant, and sludge-like, and that the park failed to adequately regulate, inspect, and filter the water. So Trosso is seeking at least $35,000 in damages in the lawsuit. According to the CDC, parasitic keratitis is a rare but serious infection of the eye that could cause permanent vision loss or blindness after infecting the cornea, the transparent part of the eye that covers the iris and pupil. Corneas are what, if you touch the cornea, oh my gosh. You know when it like hurts, you're like, oh my gosh, ow, I can't touch my eye. For those of us that, you know, couldn't originally put contact lenses into our eyes and then later we had to get used to it, it's because of cornea. The cornea doesn't like to be touched. Cornea is that very transparent part of the eye where if you mess with that, you can basically go blind. You need a good cornea. You don't want to have dirty contact lenses because you could get a corneal abscess. You don't want to scratch the cornea. Corneal abrasion is very painful. We used to patch the eye. We don't do it anymore. We give you antibiotics and we give you something for pain because the corneal abrasion hurts so much. And but what's interesting is 85% of these parasitic-type infections come from people wearing contact lenses. They don't store them properly, or the fluid they use is dirty. And unfortunately, sometimes you need aggressive medical and surgical treatment. Now, the parasite is common in nature. It's found in tap water, heating, ventilating, and air conditioning units, hot tubs, according to the CDC. All right? And I guess the prevalence, according to Washington Post, is 1.2 cases per million adults and as many as 2 per 10,000 soft contact lens wearers per year. Now, the number of cases rose dramatically in the 80s as more people started to use soft contact lenses, non-sterile contact lens solution, as well as these homemade saline tablets. And sometimes you've seen outbreaks, you know, to certain water supplies, floods will sometimes bring it in. So now people are saying, well, wait a second, he could have gotten this from contact lens wearing. Well, if the lawyer proves he doesn't wear contact lenses, doesn't put anything in his eye, and that the water, if inspected, was dirty, then that's how they have a suit. Scary stuff. I guess you got to wear goggles. Now, there's a woman. I don't know if this is the same one. I remember talking to you guys about last year somebody tattooing her eyeball. Well, we're being told of Caitlin Gallagher, 24 years old, is now considering surgically removing her whole eye. She's a Canadian woman, and she suffered swelling and other side effects following a September tattoo on the white part of her right eyeball. She's from Ottawa. She claims a tattoo artist, who was her then boyfriend, did not dilute the ink and used too much of it when he gave her the eyeball tattoo. Her eye began leaking purple ink and hurting intensely shortly after she received the tattoo. She looks like she's in pain, and you just see purple ink coming from her eye. Oh, my gosh. And she used to be so pretty, and I don't know why she had to mess with her eye. She's a model, and I guess she wanted to, a lot of people are tattooing their eyeballs. Weeks later, the eye was still swollen and shut, and she was at risk of losing her eyesight. She had 3 hospitalizations, and she now warns everybody, just please be cautious who you get your tattoos from and do your research. I don't want this to happen to anyone else. So 3 months after getting it, she said she could still barely open her eye without significant effort. And she said this is beyond heartbreaking. Now, she works as a model. She already has dozens of other tattoos, had undergone a procedure to surgically split her tongue, making it look forked, having a forked tongue. Not too sure why, but so anyway, I'm looking at her now. She doesn't look like a model anymore, unfortunately. Very swollen eye. She looks kind of miserable, and it's a shame. She said, I have a lot of my friends who have had eyeball tattoos done and have had it done well. It was something I was interested in. I guess eye tattoos have been around for 10 years. Did you know that? I guess people have been taking, you know what? I like my eyeballs being white. I mean, my eyes are blue, although the color keeps changing the older I get. But I like having blue stand out from the white eye. But I guess people want to take the whites and tattoo them. I've seen some of them. Some of the pictures look good. But I don't know if those are pictures that were done. I don't know if those are pictures that were done that were kind of photoshopped and stuff to advertise. I don't know if they were the real thing. But a lot of risks, just bad all around. I don't know what to say. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there's an image circulating, I need to put this on my Facebook for you guys, of a 45-year-old man who went to the emergency room after he was shot with a .22 caliber pistol. According to a new report of the case published November 30th in the journal JAMA Ophthalmology, the bullet went through a wooden door before entering his eye. And, wow. The bullet came to rest in the man's eye socket, right up against the muscle that controls eye movement, and thank heavens, it did not fracture his skull. Now, he was in severe pain, and doctors could see an entry wound for the bullet in the corner of the man's eye. There was damage to the ducts in the eyelid, so he may have some issues with his tears, draining, etc. The man did have surgery to remove the bullet and repair the damage to the tear ducts. See, this is what blows my mind. You have somebody who's going to purposely damage their eye with a tattoo, and then here's this poor soul that gets shot in the eye. It's crazy. So, sorry for the eye stories, but they all are related today, I guess. Afterwards, the man's pain improved rapidly, but his vision was not affected by the bullet. If a bullet enters the eye socket, it often results in significant destruction of the socket, the sinuses, and the brain. But in this case, boy, was this man lucky. The man experienced only limited damage to the eye socket because the bullet passed through a door first, which slowed it down. And then it, Truman probably messed up the ducts, and he may have some palsy of that he may not be able to move the eyeball to the same degree as the other one if there was a muscle issue. But if it didn't touch the retina, if it didn't hurt the cornea, if it didn't hurt the lens, there's a good chance that this guy could have perfect eyesight. Wow. Wowee. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.